Welcome into another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. It is Thursday, April the 3rd. I'm your host, J.R. Davis. Thanks so much for joining us today. And of course, we've got a special one today, so no news. We're going to go straight to it. Joining me now is the former Washington County chairman of the Washington County Republicans, Jim Revis. And on the phone, we have the Washington County Democratic chair, Tyler Clark. Guys, thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, all right. Let's get straight to it. I know this is something that I noticed this year as far as the filing fees. You know, we live in an interesting area. You guys know we've got Benton County, one of the most conservative counties in the state of Arkansas. Then we have Washington County, who has a very liberalized pocket right here in Fayetteville. So it's very interesting, just the dynamics of Northwest Arkansas. But what we saw in the 2014 filings, we saw Republicans, and this is according to the Washington County Clerk, outfiled Democrats. I think it was 39 Republicans to 19 Democrats. Let's start with Tyler. Tyler, tell me, I mean, does this look like this? I mean, finally Republicans are starting to, you see that more Republicans are filing in Washington County. Does this mean anything to you at all? I mean, do you think that the Washington County is turning a little bit more red, or do you think Democrats have a pretty firm grasp?
I think especially in Fayetteville, Democrats have the firmest grip. It's our challenge is reaching out to the other parts of the county, like West Fork, Elkins, Springdale, et cetera, where we really need to do some work and recruit some candidates. We're proud of the candidates we have put up. We have a very extensive vetting process that we take time to make sure that we find the right candidate for the right position and not necessarily just a name to put on a ballot. So when people cast a ballot for a Democrat in Washington County, they should feel confident that they are voting for someone that has the integrity but also the experience needed to fulfill that office.
All right, Jim, let me ask you the same question with a twist there. I heard Tyler say that they really vet their candidates well and that it's not just a name on the ballot. Why all of a sudden do Republicans have way more candidates out there filing?
Well, I think that the public has actually started voting for the party that best represents them, not only within Washington County, but also within Springdale and the other outlying cities, but also within Fayetteville proper itself. When you start looking at some of their voting trends, even Steve Womack carried some very liberal areas of Washington County. But going back to making sure we do vetting, if you remember correctly, 2 years ago, I had an editorial written about me because of my very strenuous vetting process that the Republican Party went through and made sure that these people that we were putting forward represented our values and our principles.
Okay, all right, I'm going to open this up to you guys. When I ask a question, if you disagree, go ahead and cut in. That's the fun part about doing podcasts.
Okay.
All right, Tyler, let me ask you, why do you think, when you talk about vetting, there's vetting, of course, and that's obviously smart to do in a situation like this, but do you ever feel like filing fees or do you feel like anything else gets in the way of having some, you know, pretty decent candidates running? Or maybe it's not even so much the filing fees as it is just the, you know, the day and age we live in with those brutal attacks now, even on the state legislator level.
Well, you have really a polarization in any political sector you're looking at, whether it be Democrat or Republican. To run for office, obviously, it's a financial commitment. It is a commitment from your family, from your friends, and you know, the days of running from a 6-month campaign are long gone. Even for countywide candidates, we're looking at, you know, a year-long campaign and thousands and thousands of dollars. So there is some expense, obviously, to negate running for office, but also just the public, not scrutiny necessarily, but the public input. I mean, to really run for office the appropriate way, you've got to be in so many places. So when running for office, you're not necessarily getting paid for that position. So you're taking time away from your family and your job. So that can definitely be a barrier for some of our candidates. So what we do is we talk about that commitment when we're vetting candidates. And I do want to applaud Jim and his tenure as chair over the last couple of years. He's done a great job of vetting candidates, and we've gone toe-to-toe on some of those candidates, and they've been done a good job in lots of cases. There's a few that I would disagree with, but Jim did do a good job vetting those candidates.
Jim, you got anything to say about that?
Well, I think that vetting candidates on both sides, whether it's with Tyler or myself or whoever's in charge of the county committees, really have a responsibility to make sure that they can vet mm-hmm. and make sure that those people understand what they're getting into and also are qualified for the positions that they're holding. In the past, we had people who were wanting to run for certain offices that, you know, we strongly encouraged them not to run or to look further down ballot. Not everybody needs to be a congressman. Not everybody needs to be something higher up. They might want to start to on the quorum court mm-hmm. and work their way up the ladder.
And that's interesting to me. I know, guys, that you say you look at the D's versus R's in a lot of cases, and throughout 2014, that's what we're going to hear a lot about. And when the ballot pops up in November, a lot of people are probably going to vote along those D's and mm-hmm. R lines. But my question is, when you really start looking at the vetting process of this, and we're not going to name any names, but there are state legislators down in Little Rock who probably have no business being in Little Rock because there's sure. a vetting process there that maybe they don't, you know, when you talk about the fiscal session, you're dealing with a budget, you're dealing with a private option. They don't have the background. They don't really know what's going on there. Is it safe to say that, you know, are we still looking at those facts necessarily, or are we just trying to get more D's or more R's down in Little Rock? And Tyler, I'll start with you.
Yeah, I believe firmly in quality over quantity. I want a quality candidate that's going to go in, represent me well, and take into account all the facts and all the issues before, whether it be the county legislator or the state legislator. You're exactly right. We've had on both sides of the aisle some major ethics violations going on, and I think when we look at even beyond just the grasp of the job and understanding the state budget or the county budget, of really making sure that they're the most ethical and above board folks that we can elect. That's key for me. I never want to be embarrassed as a party chairman of like, oh, you supported X candidate and they did this. Of course, human nature plays in there too, but you want to equip people and pick the best people that you can. So, there is definitely a process of making sure that not only do they have a desire to run, but they're also running for a purpose. Running for purpose is very important, and not just a one-issue purpose. Mm-hmm. I think a multiple-issue purpose is definitely important, whether it be education, environmental, yep. whatever the case may be, tax reform, health care, whatever the case may be.
Okay, and Jim, obviously the Republican wave we've seen lately in the mm-hmm. state of Arkansas, do you feel like that, and it's not just Washington County, we will come back to this, but there are other counties across Arkansas that may be just trying to do their best to, hey, we have this wave, we're going to continue this wave, we're just going to put as many people as we can on the ballot for these positions. I mean, do you see that going on in other places?
I've seen that going on myself, and I actually have done that myself yeah. in Washington County, knowing that we put people forward sometimes just to see what R would do in a very liberal area.
Okay.
And a couple of times we've done that, and we were very shocked at the results. And we were really, I got to the point where I was almost hoping that candidate did not win because that's what you call in politics a rabbit. Mm-hmm. So that the opposite party would be chasing after the rabbit. Mm-hmm. However, in elections that you're actually trying to achieve across the state and within Washington County, it's imperative that we pick the right people for the right job and try to recruit. There are, like Tyler was saying, a lot of limitations to public service.
All right, let's move on to this one question I had. We're looking at, I'll go back to the Washington County question. There's obviously a lot of things that have changed over the state of Arkansas in the last few elections. Tyler, do you feel confident? You talked about Fayetteville. There's a difference in filing candidates and winning seats.
Yeah.
But do you feel confident going into 2014 that the Washington County Democrats still control most of this area?
You know, I do. I feel that obviously we have three unopposed legislative candidates with Senator Uvalde Lindsay, Representative Greg Wedding, and Representative David Whitaker. I feel very confident about Candy Clark's campaign against Charlie Collins. We're lacking candidates in Springdale, unfortunately, and that's a place we've got to grow. So, and within the countywide offices, I feel great about our we have four unopposed countywide candidates, or JP candidates, and one executive office. Marilyn Edwards has been a public servant for many years, as well as Sheriff Tim Helder, and I feel that they're going to retain those seats as well. So I do feel confident about our win-loss record in Washington County. I think the Republicans are hoping for an Obama hangover. I'm using those words in quotes, thinking that there's still a lot of rhetoric against the Affordable Care Act, and then the president in general that may leap over into some of these countywide seats or even these state legislative seats. But the conversation we're going to have with people is how these candidates really affect people's day-to-day business in the county and the state.
Okay. And Jim, I want to ask you a similar question. I do want to get back to the Charlie Collins. When Collins won his seat in 2010, it was a bit of a shocker. I mean, it was a big race. Collins won that. Do you feel that in a non-presidential election that you know, the Republicans can go out there and still get those votes and take? I mean, you heard Tyler talk about some of the races he's looking at. What are some of them that you're looking at and say, hey, we've got a legitimate shot here? And do you feel that the Republicans are going to cement themselves here in Washington County?
Well, Charlie Collins did win in a non-presidential year.
That's correct.
2010 was definitely a watershed year.
Yeah, and to reiterate, or to correct myself there, that's what I mean is you had that in that year. In 2014, it's not a presidential election. So basic, what I'm asking is, do you feel like you can bring out? It just seems like Republicans on a big scale are get more excited, and I guess everybody, but it seems Republicans get more excited on a presidential election. So you feel like you can still pour out those votes in Washington County for Republicans, is what I'm talking about.
Yes, actually, I think I do. I can. And if you actually look at the last election trends for the past four elections. Four elections ago, we only had one person, the tax collector, in the courthouse set. Mm-hmm. And out of the eight offices right now, we hold five. And in this election coming up in November, we're actually contesting two of those. And those will be very interesting to watch, especially the Maryland Edwards race, because that goes an old-time Democrat against a newer Republican. And the other ones on the quorum court, even in my tenure as chairman, we went from the minority to the majority on the quorum court. And we, excuse me, we saw an uptick on voters within Washington County and also within Fayetteville proper itself. And with the university, according to what I Googled last night, is considered the second most conservative university in the SEC.
Well, I'd like to address that too, Jim. I think that's because we have a large influence of out-of-state Republicans coming in to go to school here, mostly from Texas. I think that's one reason why.
But let me ask you, Tyler. Do you think that has? But do you have? You think? I mean, obviously, you have college students who get excited about voting. Especially when they register here in Washington County as attendees of the University of Arkansas. Mm-hmm. You start to see that change the landscape. I mean, that's obviously unique with college towns. You see that change the landscape. Is that something that, let me let you finish, Jim, but after that, Tyler, I want you to hit on that. Is something that worries you if you see some more of those conservatives coming in out of state to influence that vote?
Well, you know, really looking back at the trends, mm-hmm. Washington County has already turned red. It's like having a blueberry in the middle of a bowl of salsa, and that is downtown Fayetteville. And I don't necessarily want to think that we will ever completely take over the county, but I do think that even within the Democratic Party for Washington County has turned into a very strong libertarian bent, where they are fiscally very conservative, socially very moderate to very liberal.
All right, Tyler, go ahead.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Let me address that question first,
sure.
JR, is that if anyone has a divided party, you have the divided Republican Party, especially here in Washington County. You have a Republican county party led by an activist Tea Party person, which the moderate Republicans are no longer really in play in Washington County. We've really seen a shift. I've seen a shift in my tenure of being chair, the shift of really moderate Republican candidates running for office to this really zealot-like activity going on in the Republican Party. And that's kind of the temperature that I'm seeing. It's not necessarily the most qualified candidate running for assessor or county judge. It's, you know, whoever barks the loudest about Obama. That's what I'm seeing right now. And that's plays well in some places, I guess. Here's what we have to do as Democrats in Washington counties. We've got to make sure that we just remember that the county is bigger than Fayetteville, that we have a large population in Springdale we are not activating, and I'm talking about the Hispanic population specifically. It's a large number of unregistered voters. Mm-hmm. Going back to the college student crowd and then young professionals, you know, having Walmart and corporate America in our backyard, we have a lot of people move in from out of state. And a lot of them don't register to vote in their place of residency because they don't think they're going to be here this long. Well, anyone that's been in Northwest Arkansas long enough falls in love with it and realizes they're going to be here for a while. So part of our effort is to really make sure that we're registering people that may have more a liberal leaning or a Democratic leaning, but they've never registered here before. I think a lot of those conservatives coming in from Texas are staying registered in Texas, and they can keep voting for people like Rick Perry if they want to. You know, and I think turnout is going to be important for the rest of the county, too. I'm kind of going back to the questions that you asked previously. You know, when Charlie Collins won during 2010, I think part of our strategy as Democrats was mistaken because we didn't have a rabbit, as Jim referred to earlier, that Senator Bill Pritchard was really stumping for Charlie Collins, and I think that really helped concrete his win.
All right, I'm going to let real fast, he's jumping at the bit here to talk about what you just talked about just about a minute ago.
Tyler, a couple different things on what you just said. It really doesn't matter where people are from in the elections. It matters that they vote in that current election. So it doesn't matter if the university has an influx from Texas or an influx from somewhere else. At that point, as soon as they register to vote in Washington County, they're a citizen of Washington County.
But they're not registering to vote is my point. They're not registering to vote here.
Oh,
you talking about the conservatives or the liberal pocket coming in? And I guess that's what you're referring to, Tyler, because you were talking about the ones coming in from, you know, whether it be with the Walmarts or the Tysons and people being brought in out of state, that I would imagine you are saying those that population from the bigger cities are probably more liberal leaning. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay.
They're used to. Yeah.
Okay. If they're used to that, you know, but it goes. We're talking about elections, and if you don't vote in an election and your vote is not being cast or heard, it unfortunately for those people it really doesn't matter because they are not being represented. However, going back to the university. Our young Republican group there in the law school and our college Republican group has grown substantially. A couple years ago, if we had 15 people at a YR group or a young Republican group, that was a good night. Now we have people groups hitting 100 to 125 people per meeting in a non-election year. Also, going back go back to you for a second, the current chairman of the Washington County Republicans is a great guy, and he is not a member of the Washington County Tea Party. He has done his dead level best at keeping the rudder in the middle and moving forward with the Republican issues. Also, if I remember correctly, in the editorial where I was hit on being vetted, I don't remember necessarily if it was you or who it was that represented the Democratic Party, they said that they would be gladly take anybody as long as they wanted to run. Fourthly, we cannot, if somebody wants to run for office, we can't stop them running on the Republican Party ticket. We can encourage them strongly to not run. And we can, as a county committee, and I think that you probably will see this in the future, that we vote as a committee not to endorse somebody who's running as a Republican. That is good county politics.
And Tyler?
Jim, my question, I guess my question is back to you. You don't see a divide in the Benton County, the Washington County Republican Party. You don't see a Tea Party tinge compared to the old conservative guard?
I think that there is a more of a Tea Party element that is a little bit more vocal than has been in the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
And I can't disagree to that. But they have a right to be heard no matter what. As same as the Democratic Party, you've got the blue dogs and the ones who are probably far more liberal than the rest. I think it is the responsibility of the voting public to find the candidate that best represents their point of view. And I think that in Washington County as a whole, they have found out that the Republican Party best represents their view by the elections that have been held.
All right, fellas, we could talk about this all day long, and I'm loving it, which means I need to get a promise from both of you that you'll be back on.
Sure, I'd love
absolutely.
To.
All right, absolutely.
Good deal, good deal.
And by the way, Tyler is a great guy.
Well, I know.
I completely respect him.
You know, it's this job as chairman and as a pundit and representing the party is one of the most fun things I do. And it's definitely, we both have the luxury to speak for our parties, mm-hmm. and we're very passionate about the issues that are before us. But we also know how important it is to be involved, too. It's Jim mentioned earlier that, you know, people who don't vote are not being represented. And mm-hmm. that's the key, is making sure that people have the voice that they need and deserve in county and state and federal politics.
Well, it would be very, very interesting. I know you guys saw the 500,000th Northwest Arkansan. Mm-hmm. Is already here. The Northwest Arkansas area is growing tremendously and continues to grow. So it'll be interesting to see the politics in the next 10 to 15 years for sure. And you know, if you guys are around, you know, let me know and we'll keep this up.
I'd love to.
I just like to, that's what I like to do, Tyler. I like to plan out 10 to 15 years. It just helps
me. You know what? Tell you what, I will call in for sure. Maybe
okay.
my nursing home bed.
That sounds good. All right. Hey, thank you guys very, very much. Jim Revis, former chairman of the Washington County Republicans. Tyler Clark, the current chairman of the Washington County Democrats. Thank you, gentlemen, very, very much. This has been another edition of the Natural State of Politics podcast. You can see all of our podcasts on nwahomepage.com. We will be having new podcasts every Tuesday and Thursday throughout the 2014 election season. See you next time.
This production is copyright 2014 by Nexstar Broadcasting Group. All rights reserved.